You know, these fluorinated compounds are found in lots of things. What you have to do is manage fear. And I don't want the media to project fear onto the people. And you must manage that fear. Because there's no real possibility now of these containers causing people the kind of harm to which you are suggesting. There's none. The evidence doesn't support it. But we do know that over the long term, there is a risk, especially when it composts, goes into the soil, goes into a plant. It's a long-term process. And because we are taking steps, Washington State is not going to ban it until 2022. And only if the world has come to a point where they have other alternatives. That should tell you that they are not afraid that these containers will cause people short-term risk. And I do not have the view that they will. But because we are taking every step to make sure that Barbadians are safe, we are working with the importers and saying, look, you need in the shortest possible time frame to bring in the kind of containers that we believe will not be detrimental to